This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We have an exciting show lined up for everybody. Again, talking finance and economics in the first hour. In the second hour, we are going to, again, feature the KER politics side. That side will be moving over into its individual show coming shortly, but for right now, we are separating our two-hour show into individual hours. To kick off the first hour, we are joined by a new guest, Mike Burley. He is the president of Peak Capital Management, also a board member for Advisors Academy, which is a group of around 200 independent financial advisors that meet and discuss kind of the direction of the markets and what they're hearing from a lot of their clients. So, Mike, what came to my attention when I first found out about your firm and also some of what you specialize in is an article you wrote that talked about seven things you should know about cash. The overwhelming takeaway that I was left with is the fact that cash, if you hold on to too much of it and you depend on it to either hold its purchasing power and essentially be worth as much as you assume it is at the present time, it's kind of a misnomer. Investors and people looking to retire need to be aware of this. Can you please explain on a higher level exactly your findings on why cash probably isn't the best avenue or asset class to fully be in when you are looking to grow your wealth?
Well, sure. Corey, thanks for having me. You know, cash has a tendency to make us feel good, but the question really is how much is too much to keep? You know, everyone needs to have an emergency fund of some sort, and it kind of sort of depends on your life stage. You know, if you're in your working years and you, God forbid, you lost your job, you're going to need some cash on hand to get by till you're re-employed. If you're more a little older and in retirement stage, you might not need to have that much cash on hand. So the question becomes, if you're holding significant amounts of cash, does that make sense as an investment? And my answer would be, no, it does not, because you lose purchasing power. From an economic standpoint, your cash really is never going to be worth more than it is today. So from that standpoint, you'd be better to go out and spend it. Now, certainly not recommending anybody does that, but from an economic standpoint, it's not going to be worth more than it is today, and that's due to inflation.
You know, Mike, one thing I want to say is that this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, being the age that I am, and I obviously, you know, would prefer to have a lifestyle where I have a certain amount of income every month, and I planned for that very effectively over the years. It's working out really well, but I have to say, cash is not a big part of my portfolio at this moment in time. The reason I say that is because regardless of what anybody thinks about, let's just take the general overall market right now. My wife and I are fairly heavily invested in what we call the conventional stock market. Why does that not concern me? I'll tell you why it doesn't concern me, because even if we have a 20 to 30% correction, which is very possible, we're still going to be in good shape. But I think diversification is also very important. We have diversified, for example, into gold. We diversified an extent into real estate, and we have a certain amount of cash. But cash right now, I realize it's almost a depleting asset, kind of like a car. And so right now, we are personally de-emphasizing cash. I agree with what you're saying, by the way. That's what I guess the point I wanted to make.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes holding some cash makes sense, but over the long haul, it's a lousy strategy. Your money should be working for you, right? You know, my thought is that the purpose of the money should always determine where you put it. And what I mean by that, are you investing for purpose versus performance? A purposeful investor would be someone who's in or near retirement and looking down the road, maybe 5 years, and saying, look, I'm going to need to generate X amount of income off this portfolio that I've grown in 3 to 5 years. A performance mindset would be, well, it may be a little younger person where they're trying to grow those assets, grow that nest egg so that down the road, the life, they can turn that into an income strategy for themselves. We've had people come to the office and, you know, we see them sitting on a lot of cash. And the first question is that there for safety or liquidity? And it's a great question to ask. And if the answer is safety, generally they just don't know where to go with it. You know, they're not sure how to reposition that cash. If the answer is liquidity, maybe they're looking at something like buying a new car, or maybe some, you know, making some purchases in the next year or two. Well, then you need to set that cash aside. But essentially, it should be working for you. We call it down here in Florida, the money's at, you don't want the money out at the beach drinking pina coladas.
That's a very good analogy there, Mike. And I think one of the reasons, and understandably so, why people are having such a tough time finding places to put their money that they consider safe is the environment that we're in. It seems like the market has continued to rise over the last 5, 6, even up to about 8 years now. And interest rates have been compressed so low. What are some of the avenues that you're presenting to your clients in terms of ways to not only protect their money, but also even just slowly grow it as they move into retirement?
Well, I think you hit the nail right in the head there. The problem has been when interest rates were pushed down back in 08, 09, almost to zero, for people who are retired, there's no yield there. And I believe part of this has been kind of fueled by the Fed, the stock market rally for the last 8 years, in some sense, because of all the quantitative easing, is somewhat artificial. It's my mind, it's kind of like going to the gym and you see some guy benching 350 pounds and you say to yourself, well, that's impressive. But your next thought is he on steroids? So I think at some point we're going to see this market correct. It's pushed a lot of people up the risk curve who probably wouldn't have went there in the first place because of the returns of the stock market. But there's a whole universe of income-generating strategies in the middle, bond or bond-like instruments, where you can still yield anywhere from 3 to 7%, you know, depending on the credit quality of the underlying securities you invest in. So there's still yield there. You just need to know where to go to find it.
Well, you do need to go where to find it. There's no question about that. Cash, you know, is always been an incredibly important asset to, I would have to call, the uninformed. And the only reason I say that is because I was mentioning our portfolio, you know, and I said we're fairly heavily invested in the conventional market. Well, we're also meaningfully invested in the junior resource market, mining companies, etc. Now, I happen to have a tremendous amount of expertise in that area, so I'm very comfortable in that area. But I would have to say, in working with somebody like you, Mike, the average person who's going to say, well, you know, I got $1 million in my mattress and nobody's ever going to take it away from me. Yeah, the money's going to take it away from you simply by depreciating in value. You have to have your money working for you, man.
That's right. The purchasing power on that 10 years from now in a normal environment, you know, that $1 million is worth about $600K.
Right.
You know, with a 4% inflation rate, you know, so that's not a good strategy. You have to have the money working for you. And generally what we've been seeing is income becomes the name of the game for most of these people walking in getting ready to retire today, the baby boomers. You know, they don't have the old defined benefit plans like our parents may have had where you work for the company 30 years, get the gold watch and a check for the rest of your life. They're having to manage their own assets through 401Ks, 403Ds. And they need to turn that asset into income to supplement their Social Security.
Well, that's a very good point there, Mike. And I think there's a whole other topic about how Social Security and a lot of these retirement plans are, well, very much in question right now as we move even closer through retirement and down the road. But having money working for you, having savings, but then understanding that just holding it in cash is probably not your best scenario is very, very important. It's a pleasure having you on the show, Mike. We appreciate your insights. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. And I am happy to say that we have on the line with us Glenn Parsons. He is the CEO of Mariana Resources. People might have heard of Mariana before because on my last interview with Brent Cook, Brent brought it up on how much him and Joe Mazumdar, his business partner, like this Mariana property. The property is in Turkey. It is called the Hot Madden property. We've also talked with I believe Rick Rule, who has brought up how much he has been impressed with the drill results that have come out of Hot Madden. Glenn, I first want to touch on a news release that came out about a week and a half ago when I was at the New Orleans Investment Conference. I chatted with a few people about the drill results, including Brent, and it just further drove home how impressed he is with the property. There was a couple drill holes that were released, and one that was very impressive that drilled about 62 grams per ton gold over just over 69 meters. Plus, it also had 2.68% copper. Glenn, can you take us through kind of the recent drill results, and then we can get a bit more into what's coming next for the property?
Sure, Corey. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so, I mean, our recent drill results, we really break it up into sort of three zones. So we have one drill rig that's operating on the main resource zone, which is the subject of our PEA at the moment. And with that, you know, we are busy doing infill holes. We're probably coming down to sort of 25-meter spacings. So with the confidence level in this the main resource, and if I put a number to it on a combined basis, we're sort of looking at around 3.5 million ounces in the indicated category, running at an average grade of, on a gold equivalent basis, of around 15 grams. So a pretty compact body, which is 300 meters long in strike, 350 meters depth, and a true width of around 50 to 75 meters. So, you know, a really nice deposit. And with these latest holes that we brought out, we're bringing out holes in batches. Drilling is continuing. And all we're seeing is that the confidence in the ore body is actually just continuing, specifically in the zones. So we do have certain domains in the zones, basically three, what we call an ultra-high-grade zone, a high-grade zone, and then effectively a low-grade zone. And every batch that comes out seems to get a hole that surpasses, you know, previous records in a way. And as you mentioned, the latest hole, hole 71, was pretty spectacular, and it is our best hole to date, and really does, as I say, reinforce that ultra high grade zone, you know. And in this case, at hole 71, effectively had around 7 meters at 526 grams per ton gold, with 3.28% copper. So a phenomenal intercept. And that is specifically on the eastern side of the ore body. We're consistently hitting this ultra-high grade zone there, and that effectively comes into around 2 million tons of over an ounce material at the moment in our resource. So all these holes to date, I mean, our resource is up to hole 62. So all these holes post-62 are effectively new holes, either adding to the main zone. We're certainly increasing the grade of the main zone and the confidence in the main zone. But then also further to the south, we have a ridge, and we're going to a new discovery zone that we call just north of the Russian zone. And here we do have an inferred resource of around 351,000 ounces, and this is growing as well. We are seeing mineralization coming out of our holes, so that side of the resource is growing. But I think the one thing to note and one key objective here, or highlight here, is actually in terms of the current main zone, it does sort of cut off, and there is some post-mineralization faulting there, but it looks like we've actually picked up a finger of what looks like similar material at depth, and we're hoping that with further holes, we can actually extend the main resource zone, which will be quite considerable for us going forward.
You know, Glenn, one thing that I find to be, I guess, very interesting here is the fact that we've been actually chatting about Mariana for probably the last number of months anyway. You know, Rick is a fairly active guest on our show, regular guest on our show, Rick Rule. I know they've done a number of fundraising exercises for you, and not that I'm diminishing Rick, because I think Rick is probably the best in the business when it comes to evaluating companies. But I have known Brett. I haven't met Joe yet in person, but I've known Brett since about 2004 when he and I went on a couple of property visits together, specifically down in Chile and then over in Chile and Argentina. I have all the time in the world for Brett because Brett is a real show-me guy. Show me, prove it to me. Brent has had nothing but positive things to say, interestingly enough, not only in person to Corey and myself, but also on the record in our show. Now, I know that you are kind of moments away from, that's perhaps being a bit optimistic, but you're around a month away from releasing a pre-economic assessment. Is that correct? Can you talk about that just a little bit for us?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, that is the plan. I mean, Mariana is running the PEA process at the moment. In terms of the joint venture with our partner, Lydia, I mean, we are doing a PFS concurrently, which is actually running in the background, and that should be completed by June, July next year.
Now, Glenn, what are you hoping comes out of these studies? Obviously, the resource is high grade, and it seems like you do have the ability to continue to expand on the resource, but are you trying to prove to the market that, you know, that there is this high grade that you have already drilled out, and now let's look forward to what comes next?
I mean, essentially what we are trying to prove to the market is that, you know, this is, even although the body is relatively small, the high-grade nature of this body will result in a significant mine with a significant NPV, and we believe, you know, with the grade again, a significant IRR. You know, this will generate high cash flow, and at very early stage, we're talking mineralization coming from, you know, 20 meters below surface and all the way down to about 350 meters. So it will be the first time that the market will actually understand the nature of the thing, and I think people will be pretty excited about those numbers.
Well, as rightly they should. And I wanted to touch on one thing, if you would. We talked about this off mic. People are somewhat trepidatious, for lack of better terms, when it comes to companies, publicly traded companies that are in jurisdictions that they perhaps don't understand. Tell us real quick why you are as comfortable as you are, Glenn, in Turkey.
I mean, that is always brought up, certainly, and then obviously Turkey does take a lot of press at the moment. From our perspective, in terms of how we operate our Hot Maden project, I think the key for us is having a strong Turkish partner involved. That really has made all the difference for us. Lydia, they do operate with Alisa Gold on the Çöpler mine. That's the second largest mine in Turkey, and they do have a project coming to development further west. So as a group, they certainly have the credentials to deliver this mine, and that's one of we certainly tick the box with that one. And then I think, you know, overall, just from a pure geopolitical risk perspective, I think having a Turkish partner does certainly mitigate some of the risks.
Glenn, I think it's very important for investors to understand who your JV partner is, this big Turkish entity, and how they do help you deal with what some people would consider some of the geopolitical risks in Turkey. You and I have a meeting next week, so we will be coming out with another daily editorial at the tail end of next week discussing this relationship that you have. In the meantime, if anybody wants to check out the Mariana stock, it is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MRA, also on the AIM Exchange, MARL. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are chatting right now with Ned Schmidt, who is a chartered financial analyst. Ned is the founder, publisher of the Agri-Food Value View. Ned is a real expert on this particular sector of the investment world, agriculture. It's one that's oftentimes overlooked, particularly by folks on this site, because most of us are very, very into the resource sector. I think if you really stretch it a bit, that agriculture could also be called a resource sector, at least it is in my mind. You were saying off mic when we were chatting, Ned, that you felt that there were some really interesting opportunities available in the agricultural sector right now. Let's talk about that.
Well, what's happening is the export market. The United States is still the breadbasket of the world. We produce about 25% of the grains that are exported around the world. And so the world would starve without the United States. And what happened was last year in 2015, Wall Street got on this view that the dollar was going to go up, up, up as the Federal Reserve raised interest rates every quarter. That drove the dollar up. What that meant is U.S. grains became too expensive to buy if you were feeding them to a cow in Korea or Malaysia or Indonesia or places like that. The dollar started coming down in January, and that started making our exports cheaper. And all year, our exports have been expanding. At the present time, corn exports, U.S. corn exports, are up 70% from a year ago. Wheat exports are up over 20%. Soybean exports are up about 20%. We have shipped through mid-September. The Mississippi River is the primary transport system through the Midwestern United States. It's the grain drain down to New Orleans to the port. We shipped more grain by September than we had shipped in all of 2015. Now, when you put grain on a boat and send it to a foreign country, they send that boat back with money in it. And so we swap grains for money. What's been happening this year in building is that revenues for this industry, which include the farmers, people who make tractors, the people that move grains, that their revenues are a combination of how many tons of grain they move times price. Well, the tonnage is starting to explode. And that has been flowing through these companies very slowly all year. And so we've been building a revenue stream that is now flowing into these companies. Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, reported a fantastic quarter, way better than people believed. And that's the leading edge of those revenues coming in. And so we're setting up to continue what's already been a good period for the ag stocks.
So, Ned, for those listeners who might not be as familiar with the ag sector, especially in terms of stocks, can you give us some insight into how you separate the different sectors and different stocks, please?
I divide them up into a couple of ways, but the most important way is the major ones, what we call what I call first-tier companies. They're up 8.5% this year. The S&P is only up 4%. So they've been performing this year, and we're just starting to get to a good point in the cycle. I mean, we won't see these companies hit their stride till sometime next year. Things take time longer than we think they should. And so the volumes, real volumes, are working in these companies' favors. Now, there are companies that will benefit immediately. Like I said, ADM. The other one is BG, Bunge. These two companies are what we call grain collectors. They're basically the companies that collect the grains from the farmers and sell them to foreign countries. And so most of the grains that will go internationally will go through one of four companies. Two of them are public. That's ADM and BG. The other two are non-public, Cargill and Dreyfus. So the only two ways you can play that are these two public stocks. So they're in a good situation that's going to continue for some time.
Okay, Ned, so you expect this trend in agricultural demand around the world to continue. Can you explain maybe what areas, what countries you're looking for this growth to really be exploding?
Outside of China, everybody likes to talk about China, but all the vendor nations around China, South Korea, Japan, all those little nations, Philippines, down through New Zealand, Australia, those vendor countries, the incomes in those nations are growing very fast, and food consumption is essentially a function of how much money people make. So we're seeing high growth in income, which results in high growth in food consumption in all those vendor countries down through Vietnam because of China. And that extends to the east of us, as we talked before we got on the air, about Africa being one of the strongest economies. I hate to use the word economy because you've got nations in there. But if we compare it to like the EU, it's a very strong economic growth. We're seeing extremely rapid growth in food imports. Sub-Saharan Africa is the fastest growing corn import market in the world. And so the fundamentals are there. Then when we look at the companies, we start seeing that they're really kind of a unique situation. It's much more company specific than, say, the smartphone market. I want to note also that their basic businesses are not impacted materially by interest rates. If interest rates would rise, people are still going to eat in Indonesia, okay? So some of the companies to look at, ADM, I would have said yesterday, I don't know about today, it's up, but companies like ADM and BG. You have companies like Monsanto, which is getting bought, and I don't understand this one, guys. This stock is trading at 101, and they're going to get taken out at 128. That, to me, is a gimme. I don't understand why that's trading there. But we're losing two companies, Syngenta, which is being bought by the Chinese company, we hope, and Monsanto, which is being bought by Bayer, the German company. So we're losing two publicly traded companies in what we call seeds and crop protection, pesticides, fungicides. The one that's still left standing alone is FMC. So I like FMC. I think people should look at FMC. Next year, sometime, we'll get DowDuPont straightened out, and they will spin off their ag sector. So that'll be another one. So we'll have go from three of these companies to one, back to two. Money will flow into those stocks because they will lose their positions in Monsanto and Syngenta.
Very interesting comments there, Ned. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but you do bring up some good points on really the lack of companies to invest in the agricultural industry, plus the continued growth that we have been seeing, not only through just population growth, but also through, more importantly, that almost middle-class growth. And you are correct. When people do make more money, then they do spend more money on food, and they want better food. So some interesting investments to consider. Always enjoy chatting with you, Ned. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To wrap up the first hour of the KE Report Weekend Edition, we are joined once again by a person who is becoming a good friend and almost a regular of the show, Jim Rickards. Jim is a New York Times best-selling author whose books include Currency Wars, which I have to say is one of my favorite books, The Death of Money, and The New Case for Gold. Jim is also now teamed up with a good friend of ours, Byron King, to contribute to a new gold investing newsletter that I think is a very valuable addition to the gold investing community. In this segment, though, Jim, I do want to chat about your new book, The Road to Ruin, The Global Elite's Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis. First point I want to make is that this, along with Currency Wars and The Death of Money, are part of a series of books where Jim brings us through exactly what is happening in the financial system. So, Jim, from the title, I want to first start talking about this global elites topic that you bring up front and center. Please elaborate on how the global elites are taking over.
Sure, Corey. Thank you, and it's great to be with you. That's right. The subtitle of the book is The Road to Ruin is the title, and the subtitle is The Global Elite's Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis. And great question. Who is the global elite? Who are the global elite? The point I make in the book, and I go into this in quite a bit of detail, is it's not some, you know, deep, dark, secret conspiracy, a group that sits around a boardroom with hoods on, etc. We know who they are. It's, you know, it's people like Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, David Lipton, who's the deputy managing director of the IMF, Mario Draghi of the European Central Bank, prominent academics, whether it's Larry Summers or Ken Rogoff, etc. So it's, you know, it's a collection of central bankers, policymakers, finance ministers, academics, and some others who collectively run the international monetary system. So they have seats at places like the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the BIS, which is the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. That's the central bank of central banks, if you will. They get together a couple times a year, more often at places like Davos, the World Economic Forum in Davos, the Aspen Ideas Festival, in Aspen, Colorado, the Jackson Hole Conference at the end of August, the IMF meetings. They have two big meetings a year. So they're real people. We know who they are. We know their job descriptions and what they do. The point I make is that they have an agenda. They're moving towards it in what's called piecemeal social engineering. The idea of piecemeal engineering was something first expressed by Karl Popper on a book, The Open Society and Its Enemies. And, of course, the greatest living exponent or devotee of Karl Popper's philosophy, of course, is George Soros. And the idea is that you have a plan, but you pursue it over years, decades, sometimes multiple decades. You know you're not going to get it all at once. You know your plan is essentially anti-democratic, unpopular, and if you tried it all at once, you'd get shot down. But if you do it in small slices, use a lot of technical jargon, hopefully no one will notice, and then that's punctuated by these panics, and then they roll out what's called the shock doctrine. The shock doctrine is use people's fear during a panic, during a shock, to pursue part of the policy that might otherwise be unacceptable. So I explain all this with names, with agendas, with history to back it up. I've actually met quite a few members. This is the elite's not really distant to me. I've met members of the Board of Governors, regional reserve bank presidents, IMF officials, academics. I even privately briefed the head of Bilderberg. That's sort of one of the names that's thrown around there as being the spookiest. I briefed him and some of his colleagues in a private meeting at Rockefeller Center. So I kind of know who they are, and I write about them and just shine some light on it.
Jim, I've got a question for you. Now, when you say you know who they are and you shine some light on it, I have no doubt that you can't do that and that you do it very effectively. But I have a question for you. Would you include in that membership some of our politicians, some of our U.S. politicians, specifically, for example, the Clinton family?
Well, I would include the Clintons, but I would not include all politicians. And the reason is that the politicians come and go, but the global elite remain decade after decade. So they sort of look at the politicians as people they can use to pursue their policy. They're certainly like-minded. The other point I make is that it's not like an ontological, top-down effort. It's more, they have their orbs, So you have a finance circle, you have a military and defense and intelligence circle, you might have a scientific or climate change circle, et cetera. The circles intersect. They come together, as I mentioned, in places like Davos and Milken Institute. But this is not so much an orchestra director picking up a baton and directing the orchestra. It's much more that, they're like-minded. They went to the same schools, had the same professors, were taught the same things, believed the same things, and they're pursuing that agenda. So for people like, President Obama and others, David Cameron in the UK, as I say, they come and go. But the global elite agenda outlasts them. Look at the fight between at various times, President Obama has said that, Putin's not in the 20th century. He's not with the global elite program. He said that Saddam Hussein has to go. Assad, Bashar al-Assad in Syria has to go. Well, guess what? Obama's going to be gone in January, and Putin and Assad will still be standing. They'll still be around. So the politicians come and go. The Clintons, I think, are a little different because they have been on the scene for 30 years. They have operations outside of politics, such as the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. They have a network that also exists outside of politics in terms of, wealth and private investing and so forth. So where I would say most politicians are not that critical because they can be relied upon to support the global lead agenda, and they kind of come and go. The Clintons are a little more part of the firmament. Having said that, I also make the point that occasionally members have to sort of step aside in disgrace. And the bigger point I make is that whether you die or you leave office or you're disgraced in some way, the agenda continues. The global elite mix continues. They don't all get discredited at once. A good example of that is Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Until 2011, he was the managing director of the IMF, and he was a potential candidate for the presidency of France. So certainly a member in good standing of the global power elite, the international monetary elite. I would put him very close to the top of the list. And then, boom, he gets arrested on an Air France flight for, bad acts, alleged bad acts in a hotel room. And he's gone. He's out of the IMF just like that. His political ambitions were crushed. But so what? As I said, the agenda was not gone. The agenda continues. All they did was pass the baton to another former French finance minister, Christine Lagarde, and she carries on. So These individuals come and go, but the program continues. The other characteristic of these members of the Global League, they always groom their own proteges. So you can see, I spend a lot of time focused on the up-and-comers. If you said to me, who's the chairman of the board, is there one person who maybe, if he's not totally in control, pulls the most strings? I would say that's Bob Rubin, you know, Robert Rubin, former Secretary of the Treasury, former chairman of Citigroup, currently the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. So I would say he's the top of the pyramid, even more so than a figure like George Soros, who's a little more visible. But, you know, Rubin can't be in 10 places at once. He can't be running the Treasury and the Fed and a lot of other things hands-on. So a lot of it is about grooming their proteges, and I have a section on the book on who the Rubin proteges are. These names are much less well-known, but David Lipton, again, first managing director of the IMF, Michael Froman, who was currently the U.S. Trade Representative. He negotiates all these trade deals, but for years before that, he was had a joint appointment to the National Economic Council, the National Security Council in the White House. He was Obama's number one advisor on all the G20 summits and the architecture of the international monetary system. He's also an ex-Citigroup guy. And then Lael Brainard, who was Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, now member of the Board of Governors of the Fed. And if Hillary Clinton wins the election, which I don't expect, but if she does, Lael was a prime candidate for Secretary of the Treasury. So, I know Rubin's out there, but I kind of keep an eye on Froman, Brainard, and some others who are, as I say, these Lipton is the other one, who are these designated proteges. And in time, they'll be a little older, a little more senior, and they'll be running the world.
Well, unfortunately for our radio audience, we are out of time for this segment, but Al and I did continue our conversation with Jim Rickards discussing in more detail his new book that is coming out. We also touch on the situation that debt is playing in this global financial world that we are all trying to navigate through. So for anybody that does want to listen to that full uncut interview, visit our website, kereport.com, and click on the link below the weekend show posting that you will see the Jim Rickards uncut. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.